Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Good afternoon, everybody. Welcome to Marks and Reese on a football Friday. Johnny Marks and Ike Reese. Hi, Ike.
Johnny Marks. Holla at your boy.
It's kind of.
Did I mess that up?
No, you didn't. I just like it's almost like the anger is here and it's coming, but mm-hmm. It's almost like I'm just kind of laughing before the anger comes out. Nick Sirianni, he's taken a lot of punishment today on WIP and probably pretty much everywhere, and it's deserved because it's bad. It's really, really bad. And I question whether or not he is in over his head. And I think he is in over his head. But the quarterback looks like he's in over his head, too. He sucked last night, and I haven't heard enough of that. He's been bad two straight games. So you have a head coach who just flat out looks clueless, and you have a quarterback who doesn't seem like he can make necessary throws to be a quality quarterback in this league. And you're talking about two of the most important components on a football team, offensive head coach and quarterback, and both of them looked pathetic last night, Ike.
I don't know if I would use pathetic, but I get the sentiment and the feeling that you have and a lot of other people have today. Man, the airways have been on fire since early this morning.
Early. Since I tuned in to Angelo a little earlier than I normally
do. Yeah, like 7 o'clock this morning, and people are screaming and yelling this morning. So, And here's what I'm not going to do today. I'm not going to tell you that you shouldn't be upset, and that damn sure wasn't the moral victory, so no, we don't have that feeling. Yeah, that was not a moral victory.
I had to assure a couple people today on social media this was not going to be Friday.
No, that was not a moral victory, regardless of what that final score was, but I appreciate the cover. Nonetheless, I am not going to tell you that you shouldn't have concerns. Here's what I will say. Is that I understand the questions and the concerns. I'm just not jumping off the ledge just yet. But I.
You know where I'm coming from.
Yes, yeah. Exactly. Yes. Yeah. Yes. Yes. I see the concerns. There are a lot of questions that I have as well. I'm ready to get into this game because, quite frankly, John, you're right. I mean, we can get on Nick Sirianni about the game plan, the play calls at times last night, all those things. There's enough there to question and to be frustrated with. Again, the lack of running the football, giving it to Miles Sanders, Kenny Gainwell, one touch last night. Come on, man. But there is something to what you're saying about the quarterback as well, whereas I'm not saying I expected Jalen to go out there and out-duel Tom Brady last night, but he didn't play the way he played against Patrick Mahomes when he made plays in that game, when he made throws in that game. And I felt better coming out of that game. And since that game, you mentioned, his last two games have not been very good.
No.
I mean, barely 50% completion.
No.
Have not been very good. And the fourth quarter, heroics, off schedule, running around, make a play, throw the ball, somebody makes a catch, and your numbers look a certain way, and you run in for a touchdown or two at the end of the game, and your fantasy points. No. No. Throws were missed last night. Throws were missed in that Carolina game.
Yep.
You just happened to get a win because the defense kept you in the game. Throws were missed last night, whereas the defense didn't necessarily play great, but I thought they played better than when they played against Kansas City.
Yep.
Getting Tom Brady on a short week, right? I mean, to hold them to only 28 points, if you had the offensive type of output that you had in the Kansas City game, just from the standpoint of moving the ball up and down the field, you would have had a better chance to win that game last night. You didn't do anything. Forget about the run. The passing game, and that's why Jalen should be in the crosshairs, because last night was supposed to be about throwing the ball and taking advantage of a Bucs secondary that was the worst passing defense in the league. The quarterback couldn't take advantage of it last night. Took advantage of it against Kansas City,
yep,
with no problem. Did not take advantage of it last night. So he holds some blame in how that game played out last night.
Yeah, Richard Sherman got hurt pretty early.
Man.
That was another
like
body
a
that went down.
Second series of the game, yeah.
Yeah, and we're going to talk a lot about running the football, as we should, because his refusal to run the football at all. And this is from Ruben Frank. Mm-hmm. Last four games in the first half, they have 13 running back carries in the first half of the last four games. So that's
combined.
So that's two full games. 105 offensive plays, 13 running back carries. I could trot out stat after stat after stat. They're throwing on 77.3% of their snaps, right? With a guy that really shouldn't be throwing the ball 77%. This isn't Aaron Rodgers. This isn't Tom Brady. This isn't the top quarterback in the league. But as far as Jalen Hurts, he's missing open guys too far often. It's happening a lot. It happened last week. It happened last night. It happened even on their most productive offensive plays of the night, which were pass interference calls. If they're good throws, I don't think you have pass interference, right? Like that, yeah. That the first one was an underthrow, and it was pass interference because the defensive back wasn't looking back, and he made contact. The second one, the ball needed to be thrown earlier to Jalen Reagor. Mm-hmm. Troy Aikman talked about it on the broadcast, to where Jalen Hurts, when he's throwing a deep ball, looks like me in the backyard. Like, literally, like, needing to kind of wind up and get a jump and a hops up, boom, to throw it. He struggles to throw the long ball. It's the arm strength. He doesn't have, like, on some of the short and intermediate routes, it's like, you ask yourself, like, all right, like, I guess he has the arm strength, but when you really look at the balls that he needs to zip in there, he either doesn't do it or they don't make it there. There were numerous throws last night where he had guys that were open on timing routes, on plays that the ball needed to be thrown before he was coming out of his break. You see NFL quarterbacks do all the time that he wasn't doing or he wasn't doing enough. He's not seeing the field. Here's the other thing that bothered me with Jalen Hurts last night, and he did it the week before. He's not making good decisions when he's under pressure. He's throwing the ball up. He could have been intercepted numerous times last night. He's sliding for a sack, right? Like, so we could talk about Nick Sirianni all day, and we should. I mean, like, during his press conferences, they're even worse than what's going on the field, which is tough to do. He has no answer. So the head coach, the quarterback, Jannard Avery, with a taunting penalty where you have momentum. It's first and 10. You get a 2-yard stop,
right.
And now they're at the 42-yard line with first and 10.
He's got to be smarter, man.
Like,
come on, man. Like,
number 58 can't make this football play.
Yep.
That's true. Yeah, you just can't do that. Listen, it's a dumb rule. I don't like it. I get it. But you know it's a rule. You know it's there. And the moment you do that, you leave yourself open for the official to determine subjectively or objectively. Is that taunting? Should I throw the flag there? Yeah, throw the flag there.
And Fournette sold it very well.
Yes.
Kind of banged on him like, whoa, put his hands up.
So you can't do that, man. You can't do that. And, yes, they're going to be more likely to call that on a defensive player versus an offensive player. So
yeah,
I get all the Antonio Brown getting up celebrating or what have you, but he usually is running and facing the crowd as opposed to getting in a player's face.
I'm gonna bring up one more thing. We'll get right to the phones after that. We take phone calls in the first segment. 215-592-9494. I heard Mike Lombardi talk about this morning with Angelo, And this is where, even though this is Nick Sirianni's first year as a head coach, and I know he hasn't called plays before, but if he's ever played Madden or he's ever watched TV before, he's ever watched the game on TV before, the last thing you want to do at the end of the first half is give Tom Brady the ball back, right? You're getting the ball to come out of the second half. The last thing you want to do is give him the ball back. So you have to work the clock to where you're still giving yourself a chance to gain yardage without throwing three straight incompletions to give Tom Brady the ball back.
Yep.
So what does he do? Like, if you run the ball on first down there, now
the
clock's running, and if Tampa wants to take a timeout, at least you're forcing them to take a timeout, and then you're playing accordingly from there. Mm-hmm. You're getting the ball to start the second half. It's more important that Tampa doesn't get the ball back than you trying to throw three straight times. Now, they didn't score. Tampa got the ball back and didn't score.
Yep.
But it shows you the inexperience of Nick Sirianni that he would come out, like, again, he's playing checkers. He's not playing chess. He's just going out there with his offensive plays, and he's just play, without really a rhyme or reason for anything that he does.
Yeah, I mean, listen, I'm pretty sure he feels he has a rhyme and a reason. It's hard for him to explain it to us at times. It's hard for us to see it ourselves. I feel you there. And this is the frustrating part of him being an inexperienced head coach, is because he's learning on the job. He's never been a play caller. So managing the clock and understanding those things you just brought up, you know, if he has offensive coordinator in his background and where he's called plays before, then maybe he understands that. Because I'm in the press box saying, I can't believe we're about to get him the ball
back. Yeah, what are you doing?
Yeah, we're about to get Tom Brady the ball back. All right, we got away. He didn't score before the half. He punted to us. Great, okay, maybe we get three. No, we won't get three. We just threw the ball three straight times and three straight incompletions, and Brady gets the ball back again. So I'm saying the same thing in the press box. Like, that's just something you don't do, and you know you get the ball coming out after halftime. Man,
inexperience, I understand, and I understand there's growing pain.
Listen, it doesn't excuse it. I'm just saying this is why we're dealing with it. We're not dealing with an experienced head coach here. He's learning on the job. It's frustrating. It's maddening. I'm with you. But when they hired him, this is what we should have been anticipating.
Yeah, we should have. More. Like, we should have anticipated it's more. You're right. Mike Lombardi said the same thing tonight. It's like, no, that they hired a guy that didn't have experience. He didn't have experience calling plays. So we should expect. Jalen Hurts has really disappointed me the last 2 weeks. It's made me, and I haven't been doing the week to week. He is the guy. He's not the guy. He is the guy. He's not the guy. Watching last night's game, I wondered if he's the guy. I just did, flat out.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, I just did. I actually wondered, like, he's not. I actually said he's not the guy after watching last night during the game.
Well, you certainly see throws and you say, well, this is why people have questions.
Yeah.
You know, there's obviously things when you watch him play that are appealing, that you like about his game, that you want to continue to see him grow. But the last 2 weeks, you know.
That's why he's a second-round pick.
He's taking a step back from the Kansas City game. And this isn't being hypercritical. It's saying, well, these are throws that we've seen him miss, like throws that he should be able to make. Has nothing to do with just 10 games played or 8 games played or any of that stuff. We're talking about a guy that you expect to be an above-average NFL quarterback. And it doesn't take 3 to 4 years for you to become that. When you're something special, when you're a upper echelon drafted guy, that's supposed to be seen within the first year or two. He's already been here a year. It doesn't mean you get 32 starts before people start to evaluate you. No, it means, what type of trajectory are you on? What's your growth chart look like? Are you progressing? And that's what you want to see from him in the last 2 weeks. And I'm telling you, he hasn't faced the 85 Bears defenses. We're talking about throws that could have been made that just weren't made.
Easy throws. Easy NFL throws, yes. that it doesn't seem like are
when you're talking about
standard for him.
You want to make somebody your franchise quarterback, these are the things that you want to see.
Yep. All right, 215-592-9494. Let's get reactions, starting with Yoshi in Brewerytown. Yoshi, what's up, man?
Good afternoon.
What's good about it?
What's up, Yoshi?
No, it's good that I could call up here and talk to my buddies, John, Ike, and Jackie, baby, about this crap that's going on. I started off, what's the name, a couple weeks ago, and I was talking about competent coaching. I'm a liar. I'm a big, fat liar. Competent coaching, incompetent coaching. Hey, Nick, what's your identity? Well, you know, we're all, what's the name, who really has an identity right now? We're all growing. Where you? Oh, man, shut up. Shut up. He has no idea. Hey, Nick, what's the name? Are you going to self-evaluate, what's the name, during this time off? Oh, yeah. What we're going to do, I believe in the guys. They're great play callers in there. And we're going to keep up the same process. He's going to do the same thing, old thing. The same thing. He's telling us we're going to keep going out there with this lackluster play. And Jalen, I love the kid. Good-looking kid. Oh, he looks like a thoroughbred. He's a great person. But, bruh, I said it, what's his name, the other day. He just don't know what throws to make. Put that ball in front of Regan. Like, I don't know who just said it, Jack. John or I. What's his name? If you make that good throw, bro, we got balled out on them pass interferences. You put that ball in front of them, and we win the ball one time through the first half. I'm tired of that. I know they got a good line and all that. And one last thing, Troy Aikman said during the game, "Hey Nick," I talked to Nick throughout the week, and I said, "You ever think about relinquishing the play calling?" He said, "No, because that is what his expertise. That guy is."
All right, Yoshi.
Wow.
Love y'all. Have a blessed weekend.
Yeah, good start. Yeah, I actually was thinking about when do the questions about are you going to let somebody else call plays? And we're here.
Oh, yeah, we're here.
We're here.
We are here. And
well, if you take the play calling away from the offensive head coach, what's he doing?
Well, you know what, though? I don't know if that's not a bad idea.
Oh, I agree with you.
Steichen
has experience doing it.
Well, I mean, you go up there and you be a leader of men. The problem is, it's not what he wants at this moment. But, I mean, John Harbaugh, Mike Tomlin, they don't call plays. Mike McCarthy isn't calling plays. So you can be a head coach. It's not like you need to be this authoritative figure. That's not what he is.
Clearly.
So if play calling isn't necessarily your forte and it can be improved upon by handing it over to someone who is accustomed to calling plays and have called games, I mean, at some point we're going to get to that. That's a real conversation.
At some point he's going to have to do it.
Yes, I mean, it's a real conversation.
But to your point, they don't give up. They play hard for him.
Yes.
They like him.
Yes.
That's good.
Yes, there's no mutiny on the coach and the players. There's no disconnect there. They're fine in that department. We're just trying to figure out how do we get this thing turned around.
But I guess my point is that right now, they're behind him. They're playing hard for him.
Yeah.
You do this for another 6 or 7 games, the guys are going to be saying, like, this guy doesn't know what he's doing, and now you're affecting my bottom line.
Well, that's what you worry about. I mean, you worry about that.
And I hear some of that with Jalen already.
Mm-hmm.
I do. I hear some of that with Jalen already. And how could you not feel like that? How could you not feel like that based on what they've been doing with this offense and what they've looked like in the first half?
He needs to make sure he's doing his part before he's looking at anybody
else. Totally agree.
Yeah, yeah,
he's a big part of this too.
Yeah, of course he is.
Let's go to Paul. Paul's in Northeast Philly. Paul, what's up? How are you?
John, how you doing? How's that?
What's up, Paul? Good, brother.
Yeah. Listen, can I get some of that Ike juice? It's Friday.
Oh, yeah. We've been drinking that Ike juice.
All right. Listen. All right. I'm sorry, guys. And I really feel disheartened because I've been a long-time listener, second-time caller. But, yo, Nick Sirianni got to go, bro. I don't give a fuck.
Yep. There's that.
Good screening, Jack. How you doing in there, Jack? You all right?
No, I'm not. I'm not doing great today.
What's wrong with you, buddy?
Well, because it's like, you know, as an Eagles fan, I sit here. Mm-hmm. And I just feel so down on the whole franchise as a whole. Like, I thought I was going to walk into this year, and it's going to be a nice breath of fresh air. Young coach that I – I thought he was an idiot the first time we talked. But, hey, maybe he can turn out to be McVay and he can have an innovative offense and all this stuff. That's not happening. I have a quarterback who can't throw the ball 40 yards down the field. I have a first-round receiver that they can't even, like, at least make that fun. Like, honestly, the whole thing needs a major teardown, and it's not going to happen. Like, we have to resign to the fact that Howie's not going to go anywhere, and I hate that. Like, I absolutely hate that because he needs to go. Like, this whole thing is broken. It's not getting any better. And honestly, if they lose out, it's the best thing for the franchise. It is an awful day.
Oh, we're doing the lose out already?
I'm just so dumb. We are not losing out.
We don't care about no damn draft picks.
They need to clean this whole thing out.
Well.
Head coach, quarterback, GM, all got to go. Well, Defensive coordinator needs to go. It's all bad.
You might get 2 out of 3 or 3 out of 4.
Right.
I don't think you're getting all of them. But, I mean, Jack, I thought for sure at least you were going to see something different last night. You're going to see something different from the head coach. You're going to see something different from the play calling. When they started out the game, we were talking about doing zone read runs. Mm-hmm. So they tried that twice in the first series, and then that was it. Right into the line.
Yeah. Well, I mean, listen, we knew they couldn't run the ball against this team.
It was pretty clear after.
I mean, nobody can. Yeah. Nobody runs the ball against this team. And don't be fooled by the runs they got late in the game when they were down by 3 touchdowns, 2 touchdowns, and Tampa just wants to keep the clock running. When they wanted to run the football, they couldn't run the football. I think they just ran up against a team that is clearly better than they are. The problem that I have after watching last night's game is that I see consecutive games where the offense isn't getting better. Now, we can rip on the defense all we want to, but quite frankly, they're the reason we won Sunday, first of all. And then secondly, to hold Tom Brady and that offense to 28 points and you were still in the game, they didn't get the ball thrown over their head. Yeah, they gave up some drives methodically, but that's what they're going to do. They're going to give up drives. 9 plays, 10 plays, that's the idea. You shorten the game by limiting the possessions that the Bucs have, which will keep the score down. What you have to do when you're playing against a defense, when you're playing against a defense that's terrible against the pass, you have to go out there and put points on the board. You got to put points on the board. And I'm not saying it was going to be easy, but the secondary was in shambles last night for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. And we couldn't take advantage. 12 for 26?
Yeah, it's insane.
Underthrows, missed throws. Quez Watkins beat his guy. Jalen Reagor beat his guy a couple times. You got to put the ball out there.
And the one catch by Quez was actually both catches by two catches. The one that was batted, he made an unbelievable adjustment to get it. He had the great catch on the sideline,
too. I still don't know how he caught that ball. And that's one of the throws where the ball could have got picked off
easily.
Jalen threw it back across his body. It got tipped. And we're lucky that didn't lead to an interception.
He was terrible last night.
So I won't say he was terrible last night, but he damn sure has regressed for 2 straight weeks now.
He has.
That's for sure.
And the defense –
I mean, 3 interceptions in 2 weeks. How many interceptions have he thrown in the last couple weeks?
I mean, he I don't think he actually threw – How many
did he
have?
He threw a pick against Carolina. He threw one last night. He didn't throw one against Kansas City. He threw two against
Dallas.
So that's 4 interceptions in the last 3 weeks.
And every week he should have been intercepted a couple of times.
Oh, there's many other ones.
Yeah, of course.
And well, that's what I'm saying. When you're running around trying to make plays with your legs and you're just throwing the ball like it's in the backyard, like you get a false sense of security of throwing the football that way. You can't do that.
And the defense got some stops last night.
Yes.
I mean, they did. They got Brady off the field a couple of times.
They held him to 28 points that game. If the offense had done anything, the offense didn't do anything. The offense couldn't sustain a drive. They had 6 possessions where they went 5 3-and-outs and an interception for 6 straight possessions. You had your defense on the field all game. All game against that offense. The offense didn't do anything last night until the end of the game.
Yeah, you had the
– You're down 28-7.
You had the first touchdown, which a lot of that was
the pass interference. Yeah, we saw that, yeah.
3-and-out, 3-and-out, 3-and-out interception, 3-and-out, 3-and-out, end of the half.
Yeah.
Awesome. Looked like last week.
And it was 28-7. They didn't score until it was 28-7.
215-592-9494. All your phone calls coming up next.
It's 2 weeks in a row.
215-592-9494. What is your main takeaway from last night? Is it Jalen Hurts? Is it Nick Sirianni? Is it something else? We'll get to all your reaction on the other side. It's Marks and Reese on 94 WIP.
Hey, Triple A and the Eagles have teamed up to offer something no Eagles fan will want to miss. The new Triple A Eagles MVP membership takes all of the benefits of Triple A and adds Eagles fan features like a custom Eagles membership card, discounts on Eagles merchandise at the Pro Shop, and chances to be selected for exclusive Eagles MVP events and experiences throughout the year. Already a Triple A member, you say? Guess what? Becoming an Eagles MVP is free and easy. Just do what I did. Go to AAA.com/Eagles for all the info and become a AAA Eagles MVP member today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit PitchHitRun.com today.